Tonight's Mikvah, Shirchov Tes Bel Rosh Hashiva Chav Vav Iyar Hitov Shemem Hei, May 16, 1985, on Thursday.
We went over with the Rabbi Batinor the whole period, till Zion, and with the Rash we left off by Mishneh. Shleisha Lul Mai, you know how the Shechon Kutef Yain, Ba'amarein Kimare Ayayin, שנופל מקווה לא יפסלו שלא ישאלו מה עם חוס הקורטף ונופל לסיכון קורטף חולות והמראים כמר המים ונופל מקווה לא יפסלו ורבי יחד בנורי מהת יוהי לכך אמר The way it appears in our text is the way Rove says the girl say the Mishnis שלא ישאלו מים ונופל לסיכון קורטף יין, והמראים כמראי היין, שנוכלו למקווה, לא יפסלו. So in Panakama says לא יפסלו. So according to Rove, it's a pshitis that we are dealing in the Mishneh the way it appears in our text. שלא ישאלו במים, נוכלו לסיכון קורטף יין, והמראים כמראי היין, שנוכלו למקווה, לא יפסלו. Because according to Ankame, they are in order that the Mayim should be capable of passing in the mikveh, there are two prerequisites. Number one, it has to have the Shia Gimulugim, a quantity of Gimulugim Mayim. If there is one drop less than Gimulugim Mayim, it cannot pass. Number two, it has to have the Mare of Mayim. Some male have Shleishulugim Mayim, not the Sukhotikot of Yayim. One, the prerequisite is present, the Shia Gimulugim. But the other prerequisite is lacking. It doesn't have the Mare of Mayim, it is the Mare of Yayim, so it cannot pass. Then, Shleishulugim Mayim Chosa Kotev, Vinof Alizeichon Kotev Cholov, Bar Marein Kimare Amayim, Vinofuli Mikveluim Paslu, Tanakhama says. Why? Because here the second prerequisite is present. But the first prerequisite of a minimum quantity of Gimul Lugi Mayim is lacking. So Meili cannot pass like it either. So Rabbi Yechaminu Reimeir Hatali Lechachamar. So according to Rabbi Yechaminu Reimeir is the only prerequisite. According to Nekame, there are two prerequisites. One, Shio Gimulugi, and the other one, Mare Mayim. According to Rabbi Yechaminui, there is only one prerequisite, Mare. And if the Mare is Mare Mayim, so even though there is no Shio Gimulugim of Mayim by itself, so, but together with the Cholov that also has a Mare Mayim, so there is Gimulugim, so it can pass. That's according to Rabbi. According to Rabbi, whether the right deal say is, with the way it appears in our text, Shleishim of the mind of the quoted Yai, and the Pshat is the way we just explained it according to Rabbi, or the right deal say in the Mishnah is, Shleishim of the mind, Chosa quoted, Vinofal Viseichon quoted Yai, והמראים כמר היין שנפלו מקווה לא יפסלו מה שאין כן אם בתשרי שלו במים נת חוסר קודם ונופל נסיר תפקור צורם קוטף יין והמראים כמר היין so then he does pass like on to the camp so according to that alternative in the Sophic of Rappope so Tanikama holds that there is only one prerequisite to pass it. That's Gimulugim Mayim, and Mare is not important altogether. Or, as Rove says, and then according to the Kame, there are two prerequisites. That's the Sugyei Maris. All right? Drash. הכל לאחר מערב וכמדימקס אמרה ומיימשו את זה כותב יין, מראים כמראים Είναι αφού είναι και ο είπες λου, ο μαΐς ως μας τη συνδόχε, ο μπέι άλλο αγαπώ απ' εγαπτώ να χώσε κότε, να γίσε, αβώς ο Ισλού μητά να κάνε πάσλε, βώς ρεβίχμε νουρου μη μάκρε, αγαμάρε, δι γαβδό μάτσε ρεβίχμε νουρι, ο ίδιο μεγάλη τον χώσε πιτού με γίσε, ρεβίχμε νουρι, πόρι, η λασίδη πόρι, γαβδό μου λιβρε χάκερ, εν δέτς, η ψήτε σε κότε το ρόβε. Alright, now. Μίκρε μίσκε βόβ. מי כשיש באבוים סומך מבוני שאולו שניים יתאמרו, זה אחר זהו ושנטויר והשני תומר. רב דודה אם העיר בו ירגו של שני מים, אבל שני תואר. Alright. Now. So what does רב דודה say? Good acts. רב דודה says, we say good acts. אבל שני תויר, דיש לי גדחת, כי דאמון המסיפים די הרשים, ופלי עושם רואי, וכמם דאומר, מח, לא יקד ממהל איזה רבונו, אבל מיתום הריטרד, ובהק אל השם ניתום, וכמם דאומר, מח, לא יקד מיתום הריטרד, אבל ממהל איזה רבונו, דברי הק אל אף השם ניתויר. So, the two shares of more, מח, לא יקד סמרוי, מלחדי גדחתת. One more shini, Giga says, that when does Rabbi Yehuda say that Hashem Toyer only when the tefillah is only necessary in the Rabbanon? There are certain milas in the Rabbanon. In other words, that one who was stable, let's say, one was stable in Truma, but Limais Hashem is not Toyer, you see, is not Toyer. One who was stable, Limais Hashem, but Likadesh is not Toyer. Even though he knows that he didn't become Tomei. Since the Tefillah originally was because of in order to be able to eat Maaser Sheni, and now he wants to eat, partake of Kadesh, of Kodshim, so he has to make a Tefillah again. That's in Ma'ale Rabbanan. So one Loshin in Chagiga says that when does Rabbi Yehuda apply the Aloha of Gedachis, only in the case of the tefillah that is required with Rabbanan. But where the tefillah is required with Raisi, real Tamei, so then Rabbi Yehuda is made that we don't apply the concept of good acts. And so according to that, Mandoma, the Rabbanan don't apply good acts even vis-a-vis a tefillah that is in Rabbanan. Then another Mandoma, another Roshan says just the reverse. That when the Rabbon Chilik and Rabbi Yehuda in regard to it with the rice, but where it's on the Nien of Miles with Rabbonon, so then even the Rabbonon will apply the concept of good acts. Now, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? We paskin like the Mandoma, that only that. The machlekes between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon is in regard to tefillah and the rice, but in regard to tefillah that is only miles from the Rabbonon, so then even the Rabbonon would say gedachts. Why do I say that? I mean, because the Rash says that we got in Shuvin, so the Rabbonon are made it. That we say gedachts. And even Gudasik, we say. So, Mitari is Arochet in Akorim, Vioelim in Atachtim, so the Rash says, because Shurim is Nerva. Right. Now, Tanya Lilo, but he said, the Shurim Shom Gama Yisha bin Achal, where Yino Vatachtim is Lesson, Lesson, so, when so he shall men so, רב יהודה אימר, רב מאיר הוא אימר, מדיון די מתחתן לבין באר יינו, ואני אימר מתחתן ולא באר יינו, וחכום אימרים מכך ומכך, ומדיון עוד במצואיז, שיש בה בו ימסור, פירש חמר, ישראל גודאחיס וגודאסי, ורב יהודה גודאחיס ישראל גודאסי כלסלי, ורבו נתון גודאחיס לסלי. So this is how the Rash explains the sheet of the Rabbon. The reason is why the Rabbonon, Achilik is deceptive, and they say that even in the Gumriya, Hatachteno, one cannot be Teveil, because they reject the concept of Gudach is also not only Gudach. And it's Rabbanon Shito say, who are Chilik, and Rabbi Yudah here, and it's Rabbi Yudah says, in Oya Ragov, shall Rishi Negiz B'mayim, so Afashim Yitoya, because we apply the concept of Gudach is regarding the drops of water that are in the group of the Rishi, and we consider them as if they had been down in the ground of the mikveh, and Rabbi Yudah is Chilik. Even if the Ragov Shavishi Negiz B'mayim, the Rabbanon Achilik, even if Ragov Shavishi Negiz B'mayim, so the Sheini is still not heard. So that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat in the Rabbon, according to the Rash. Let's see the Rambam Shifu. I already discussed last time the Rambam Shifu, but I'm something else. The Rambam in Perik Ches, Milchas Nikvois, Halacha Ches, mentions this deceptive. Gimu Gumi Shibinach, Hatachteno Velieno Shal Chopso, Velzoi Shalmem. This is the deceptive that the Rashi cited. Ishetef shal kshom meyver v'sich ha-nachal, afo pishu nichnas l'seichon, v'yeitze mitechon, ein zoyer, v'im ad-bilin, elo b'em tzoyiz, shen ha-mayim ha-nischolim mi'al v'in elim kinomdo. Elim kinomdo. Elim kinomdo. So the Rambam mentions Rabbanon, paskas like Rabbanon. But where is the Rash explains the Rabbanon on the basis of the Shite that Rabbanon reject the whole concept of Gudachis? That's the reason as to why if the he cannot so he cannot be tevel even in Tachteino. Because they reject the concept of Gudachis. The Rambam says, no. The reason is why the Rabbonim say that you cannot be tevel in the Tachteino, because the Tachteino has only Chopso, has Chopso. And then there is the Mtsois that has Mtsos. But what is commingles the Mtsois with Tachteino? The Shetef Shalpshomim, Chavo Shalpshomim that is in the B'nai. So that connects the Mtsois with the Tachteino. So it's Halochet, Zeichin in Ma'av. Zeichin in Ma'av. So it's Halochet that Zeichel is not Ma'av. Zecher is not Niari, I mean. So that's the Shita of the Ram. So that's the reason as to why he cannot be Tevil in the Tachteno. Because Tachteno is the Tevil himself. But there is a stream of Beit Shomim between the Emtsois and the Tachteno. And that connects and is Niari, the Zecher, the Tachteno with the Emtsois. So Zeichlin af Niari, why doesn't the Rambam say, because we don't say good achis? Because we don't say good achis. So apparently, the Rambam shiki is that the Rabbonon are not chilek on good achis. We discussed it last time. I mean, the Rivosh in Tshuva Reis Ali Beis, the Rivosh and the Chasam Sefer in Tshuva Siyaveh, Chesin and Tshuva Reish Tes, because the Rambam Paskins, the other thing of the Mishneh, of Sagus. Hidyo v'yesa Sagus, v'helo umtsosi negiya b'mayim toir. Hakar v'akeze shalaya kim shikbiya sifseseyim in ha'mayim, ha'mayim shibseichon shubim. Kizot yase madbilon umalei som derech shalaya. So the Rav Bartinore, he says that the case of Hidyo v'yesa Sagus, Mitzosinigia b'mayim toi echo represents the view of Rabbi Yudeh. Mashiach thus implying, according to the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yudeh, so even though this one end of the sagus touches the water, the shulayim of the mikveh, so it's still not toi. It's only Rabbi Yudeh who is saying that, because Rabbi Yudeh says Gudachis, Masha'inkin according to Rabbanon, we don't say Gudachis, but that's what the Rabban Bartinore says. But the Rambam, Yil Hazoko, mentions the aloche of Hidyo Be'esasagus, which so say Achot Nigia B'mayim, so Historia, and the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Yudeh in the Reish of the Mishneh. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbonim in the Reish, in the case of the Reish of the Mishneh, that even if Rago shall reach in Davis Bamayim, so the Shemi is not toy. So the Rivosh in Simen Reish Tavid Beis, now I'll mention it again, you have to go over that Rivosh. In Reish Tavid Beis, so he says that the Rambam Shiti is that the Rabbonim are not chili, can be dinon Gudachis. But Rabbonon Aron Chilek and Rabbi Yudeh and the Din of Gudachis in the specific case of Raglof Shorish in Ibiz B'mayim, because how much water could there be on the goof of the person? How much? Drops of water, not a profusion of water, just drops of water. So Rabbi Yudeh review the holes that we say in Gudachis, even if there is little water on the roof of the person. How much is little? Tefeach latfeach. Tefeach latfeach. Because if it's not tefeach latfeach, just tefeach, so even review the will not apply to that. But even though it's not an abundance of water, just tefeach latfeach. Tefeach latfeach. Mashein kei. If there would be an abundance of water, then even the Rabbon will admit that we apply the aloha of Gudachis. Now, sagus is a cloth that absorbs an abundance of water. A lot of water. Now, I don't think that the Chuvas Rivosh spells out what is considered a lot of water and what is considered little water. But as I'm saying here, in Tshuva Reish Tes, he says the Rabbon is the same thing like the Rivosh. But the Chasam Sefer says that a little water means tefeach latfeach. Mashein keini if it is a shifaras water, so then even the Rabbon will say that we apply the concept of Gudachis. And by Sagus, Sandus is a dwarf that absorbs a lot of water. There is Shiferasanid water absorbed in the Sandus, and more than Shiferasanid. So there, even Rabbanon will apply the concept of that. And that's probably the pshat in the Rivosh. Because when he says that the Rambam holds that the Rabbanon will agree with Rabbi Yude in the case of Sagos because there's a lot of water. What do you mean a lot of water? Shifarasanei. And by Ragav Shogishin it is Bamayim, so there is no Shifaras Hanei water on the roof, only Tefeyach Latfiyach water. So Mele that means, according to the Rivosh in Tshuva Reisagreis, the Rambam Shiti is that the Rabbonon don't reject the concept of Vidachis altogether. They only apply it to a case where there is a lot of water, Shifaras Hanei, but they don't apply it to a case where there is just Tefeyach Latfiyach. So that's the Rambam Shiti we mentioned, discussed it last week. That Katafres is no chibur if there is very little water, but if there is a lot of water, so then Katafres is a chibur. Katafres is a chibur. So Mele, according to the Rambam, so Mitarim, as Harochet Nakorim for Eliyim Natachtim, the Rash limits it only to show, but not to a mikve chaseiro and a mikve shleimo, or two mikves chaseiros. According to the Rambam, it's not limited to shulim, because the Rash holds that we don't say katafras chibur. In any case, but according to the Rambam, katafras is a chibur if there is a lot of water. Okay. Some Mele, that's the reason as to why the Rambam explains the Shita of the Rabbonon in the Tisepte of Gimel Gurieis. So the Rabbonon say that even Tachtene cannot be tabled. So the Rash says, because we don't say Vidachis. But the Rambam says, no, because Zecho in Anat Miav. Now, the Rabchaim in the piece of Torah, I'm shaking, so he mentions this Rambam. I want you to go over it. But I did not discuss it, the whole thing, in the Shia, I didn't discuss. I don't know why I didn't discuss. I should have discussed it, but anyway, I didn't. The Chaim mentions this Rambam, and Reb Chaim assumes that when the Rambam says, he doesn't mean only, but, but I don't know, I'm not so sure. I mean that this is the Rambam Shiti. According to what Reb Chaim himself says in the piece of Torah into the Sochrim, that there are two concepts. One is a concept of Chibur and one is a concept of Iruv. Maybe the Rambam is only saying that Zichrin cannot be Arif, but maybe Mechabrin, they can be. Maybe Zichrin can be Mechabrin. Maybe Zechrin can be Mechabrin. Now, I mentioned in the Shia, there is a machlokes between the Rash and the Marit. Now, Zechrin, you cannot, Mikveh is not Mikaya B'Zechrin. So, if another more, a Kele, if he another stay there in the Mikveh where the Mayim are Zechrin, so then he doesn't become Toyer. If he's Magdal Kele, in the mikveh where the mayim are zechrin, he does not become toya. How about hashoke? How about hashoke? Can zechrin affect hashoke? So the Rash says that it can affect hashoke. It can affect hashoke. The Rash in Pirkei Mishne Beis. And the Rosh in Bovakame, in Merube, in the Sugya of Tzina Shechokti, says the same thing, that it can affect Hashoke. The Marit, I think it should be Yudzayim, says it cannot affect Hashokim. It cannot affect Hashokim. Now the question is this, what is the Torah? If in Gabi Hashokim we only require Chibur, we do not require Yom. So if we say that Zeichlin not only cannot be Mi'ari in Mikveh, but Zeichlin cannot even be Mechaber, so then they could be Hashokim by Zeichlin. But if we say that Zeichlin cannot be Mi'ari, but Mechaberim they can be, so Mele, Hashokim doesn't require Yeruv, only Chibur. In other words, by connecting the here performer in Shuvim to make mikveh, so mele kolam chuvah le mikveh ki mikveh, so mele the Shuvim is poka, the Shem Shov is poka, so all it has to be is to be mechuvah, not to be mured. So mele the Rash, we have to say, that Zeichlin, since the Rash and the Rosh say, that Zeichlin can affect Hashoke in mikveh, so it's a riot that they hold that Zeichlin are only Mufke of Yeruv, but not of Chibur. Now, if we say, as Reb Chaim assumes in the Rambam, just because the Rambam says in Perek Ches, Aloche Ches, Gimu Gumi Shebinachal, Atachtenu Velino Shel Chof So, Vemtsoi Shel Mem, Vishetet Shel Kshom Mimeido Vesechanachal, Avot Nishu Nichtas Vesechon, Yeitzin Vesechon, Ein Zeirub, ואם הדיר אל מלצוי שין המים הנסחום עם האר בינאו הם כינום דו. That the Rambam doesn't mean only that Zeichlin are mufke of Yeruv. That Zeichlin are even mufke of Chibur. I just reminded myself that I did discuss that part of the Rambam on Shabbos. I didn't discuss in the Shia the whole Rambam on Shabbos. But that part I did discuss. But I have certain misgivings about that Reb Chaim, because if we say that is the Pshat in the Rambam, so then to follow that the Rambam is Chilk and the Rash, that Zeichlin cannot affect Hashoke. And when most Rishonim say that Zeichlin can affect Hashoke, the Marit, I don't know only the Marit that says that Zeichlin cannot affect Hashoke. Why should we say that? Why should we introduce a new machlekes that the Rambam is chilik and the Rash, some mele, it's possible that the Rambam only says shina maiman is holding me arvin alim kinomdu, that they are not me'ari. And here we have to resort to Yeru, because the gumiyo atachteno has only chopso, so in order to be able to be teveil, in the tachteno we have to resort to the concept of Yeruv, not just Chibur. So Zeichlin are not Mi'arei. Why doesn't the Rambam explain the Rabbonon on the basis that we don't say Gedachis? So obviously it's a raya that the Rambam is Chilik and the Rash. Where is the Rash home? The reason is why the Rabbonon say that you cannot be Tevil. In the Tachteno, it's because the Rabbonon reject the whole concept of Gedachis. But the Rambam Shiti is the Katafkas is no Chibur if there is mind rotting, as the Rivosh says, in Tshuva Reisham Beis, and as Chassam Sefer says, in Tshuva Reish Tes, but if there is mind Merubim, then the Rabbonon are also made it, we say Gedachis. But here you cannot be Tevil in Tachteino, because in mind Zeichlin are not Mi'ar. Alright. Now the Rash. Again, Tanya Leo Bidisette, Peridimus, Vizikam Mishminachal, Halinu Vatachtenu Shleshres, Chumsovim, Tzoy Shomen Tzor, Reb Yudei Meir, Reb Meir Oyei Meir, Madiu Mitachtenu Nelienu, because we didn't say Gudatsi. Vani Yei Meir, I Reb Yudei Sei, Mitachtenu Nelienu, because Gudatsi, we don't say Gudachis, we say, Rachom Meir Mikar, Mikar, Madiu Mitzoyis, שיהיו אבו אינסופר ושכמר ישראל בדעכים בדעצית ורבי בדעכסים שלוי בדעצית כלל שלוי ורבו נפלו בדעכי כלל שלוי ומסתיס רבונים שפרים דרשי מייס על הפרייסה ומייסים עם של רבונון ובלשכר נגידית ממש מה אתה מתאים לרבונון ומסתיס משום תתח והתפיח אין החיב No, here he says something that is a bit chiddush, that is not even consistent with the general shita of the Rash. Because the Rash just finished saying, the Rabbono nafilu gudachis lesrei. Gudachis lesrei. So that's the pshat in the Rabbono of the price in the seven. Now here, so if Lugu would say that the Rabbonon in the Mishnah here are the same Rabbonon as the Rabbonon in the Brayson in the Sefer, why should we say it's different Rabbonons? So here he says that Vrishkel Beit Gittin Mashma Taime the Rabbonon the Masnissen Mishum Ditfeach Vatfeach in the Chibon. Not because the Rabbonon of the Mishnah reject the whole concept of Gudachis, like the Rabbonon in the Braise of the Tisefta of Gimel Gudachis. No. That's very strange. In other words, so that means that the Rashi is saying something that is similar to the Shittas Rambam, the way the Rivosh explains it. The Rivosh says that according to the Rambam, the Rabbonon of in the Mishneh, why are the Chilek and Rav Yudeh? Not because they reject the whole concept of Gudachis, but because there is my motive, only Tefeach Latfiach. In other words, Tefeach Latfiach is not chivo to apply the concept of Gudachis. In order to apply the concept of Gudachis, there has to be chivo also. And if it's less than Shveres Hanei, so then it's no chivo. But the Rash just finished saying that the Rabbonon in the Braise, in the Tisefta of Gimel Gumiyas, reject the whole concept of Gudachis. Not because the Tefeach Latfiach is not enough to constitute chibur. Even if you have an abundance of water, the Rabbonon in the Braise of the Tisefta of Gimel Gumiyas reject the concept of Gudachis. So apparently the Rashi is saying here that it's different Rabbonos. The Rabbonon here in the Mishnah are not the same, do not express the same shite as the Rabbonon in the Braise and the Tisefte. Alright. Oy Tanya the Tisefte, Mikvash is Yabo in some of the one is. The other day is. ויתובו זה החזה, הורישי, תואב, השני תומד, גילה די איסאו די הורישו מים, אנחנו מלביקת ומסלו סכם ותואב, ואני אומר את דבר שהוא של מים, יכול להיות ירד מתאב ומתואב. Now, here, there is both Sagus. I mean, it's not only the case of Sagus is mentioned in Mishnah 1. According to our text, so the Machlekes of Rav Yudeh and Rabbonon is also in Mishnah 1. But it seems that according to the Girsay of the Rash, the Machlekes, the first portion of Mishnah 1 here, was part of Mishnah 8 in the Rash text. I mean, not that it makes a difference. What difference does it make? Mishnah or Mishnah Vov, what difference does it make? But it's interesting, it's a little strange. All right, Sagus, Begedov, Sholzema, Mitzos Neim, Maim, Toir, in a Maim, Ham Nismatzin, Nachshon, Kishuvim, Hozman, Shohelli, Gamre, Min a Maim. Now, here is something very remarkable in the Rashi. You see, so far we saw two sheets. The Rambam in our sheet is that the case of Sagus represents the view of Rav Yudeh. So according to Rabbi Batinore, when the Mishnah says in connection with Sagus, it means that a tefillah is a good tefillah of the Sagus. If it is, in other words, not only Sagus, let's say a person, he will be as a Sagus, and then a person, another would be taken. While one end of the Sagus touches the mind and Mikve. So the tefillah would be a good tefillah. Because that is according to the Shittah of Yudah that we say good achis. Now the Rambam Shittah is that also like the Rambam Noreh, that the tefillah is a good tefillah if another would be taken. While one end of the Sagus is in contact with the mind and Mikve, so the tefillah of the other is a good filet, but whereas Rambam Nora says only a little bit of Yude, the Rambam Shiki is, as the Rivosh explains it, even a little bit of Rabbon, because there is an abundance of water absorbed in the Sagus. But the Rash has a third chicken. The Rash also, it appears from the Rash, that the case of Sagus is a little bit of Kulam, not only a little bit of Yude, but a little bit of Rabbon from Yude also. But how can it be a living Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda? How can it be a living Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda? How can it be a living Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda? But the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, they don't say good achis. Let's say even according to the Rash, they don't say good achis here because the fear of fear is not enough to be mechaber. But in this case, where there is only the fear of fear, so it's not enough water to be mechaber, we don't say good achis. So mele, why do the Rabbonon agree with the case of Sagus? So that's why the Rash emphasizes that the Mishnah doesn't say that the tefillah is a good tefillah. It says, now the Mishnah has reference to the case where the mikveh had mem som tzomis, and then he was matfil a Sagus. So if he picked up the Sagus, so and then if he picked up the Sagus, so mele, even though after he picked up, so water dripped out from the Sagus into the mikveh, and it's again mem so my in the mikveh, so it's possible, because whatever water dripped out from the Sagus was already shown. But if it wasn't picked up from the mikveh, and one end of the Sagus was always in touch with the mind, the mikveh, and then it dripped out into the mikveh, and there is mem saw, so it's not show. So that then the Rabbanon from Yehuda can agree. That's what the Rash implies. The trip out that I exuded from the Sagus, Nachshavim Kishuvim, calls man Shalayalo with Amon Namayim. Vitoya Hamikve, Hamayim Shabisechom Shuvim, Vichetzkan Upechas Hamikve, Bishrei Shalubim, Shehoyubos. Shehoyubay Aboyim Somok Abonis, Nishaser, Shehbiyas Shesehim in Amayim. Tanya Vidisep. Now the Rash applies it to a mechanism sense, the Mishnah, and that's how the Mephoroshim and the Sefer. To a mikveh is a tennis memso. That part of the Mishnah, everybody applies to mikveh. The other parts, the Rash sides. So, it's not so pushing. But that part of the Sefer, everybody applies it to a mikveh is a tennis, is exactly memso. So, mele, if any water will picked up from the mikveh, so it's not nemzor. And then mayim shuvim will fall into it, gimulugin, so it will passle it. And less than gimulugin, it will not passle it, but it will not be able to be mashed into nemzor. Even less than gimulugin shuvim cannot passle the mikveh, but they can be mashed. Some melee, the mikveh was a mikveh mitzvah. And you want to be taken. It be kettle. So, harizut meyo, mikveh mayim mikalchim. So, in other words, suppose you want to be taken. This is a very big kettle. And you want to be taken. And you put it in like this, in the mikveh. So, while only part of the kele, of the yero is in the water, and the rest of the yero are above the level of the water, so some water comes in, you see, before the whole kele is immersed, submerged in the water. So just a little bit of the kele is submerged, some water comes in. The moment it comes in, so mele, it becomes show. It becomes show. And it then show. And then when it drips down, so it show. And even if it's less than gimulugin, it cannot be mashing to themselves. So mele, how does he, what does he have to do? So what does he have to do? He has to be, case of the Eise, merida derech pio. So first, you drop the chobies, the kele like this, in the mikveh. So mele, if any water, and then you raise it a little, like this, you tilt it. First you bring it down into the mikveh water like this. Then you tilt it. So then, when you tilt it, so then, once you tilt it, and it's already in the water, you push it completely in the water. While it's in the water, you push it completely in the water. So mele, while it's in the water, so no water that comes into the kele becomes shol, because it's all connected. It's all connected. And then you push it, you turn it over, and with the mouth on top, because otherwise it will not be filled up with water completely. But first you have to drop it like this, and then you turn it over while it's in the water, and then you push it down over the mouth, so it's a good feeling. And then when you pick it up, so you pick it up like this, because if you pick it up like this, so some water will become choked, and then it spills out. So if it's gimulugin, it will passle. And if it's less than gimulugin, it will not be able to be mashing, you see. This is what the deceptor says. Kisir eis midach pia veifo, madil maris dar shuleo. Hakei vitro mikve areis emigune. Now, hati, if somebody jumps into the mikve, so is a migune. Hatimu pamayim mi mikve arez a migune. Hoim el chavere kve ishiot cholai mi mikve arez a migune. Reb Yudah ime a kve ishiot cholov. Agitate enough. Now, the Rash only explains the first portion of the Deceptive. The other portions of the Deceptive, he doesn't explain. So it's really very obscure. How does the Rashi explain the other case? So he just explained, Peirush mitnei shamayim mikalchim, v'nasa mayim shebisechem shebisechem. But what about the other portions of the Deceptive? Of hakei vitro mikveh areiz emigune, hakei v'pamayim mikveh areiz emigune. The Rashi doesn't say anything. The Rashi doesn't say anything. Now, I saw some achreinim, they say that the Rashi applies everything to a case of a mitzvah. I don't know where they saw it in the Rashi, but the Rivosh in two recent days, he explains the other part of the deception. Now, because the Mishkan, the Talmud of the Boy, mentions the Rivosh chapter. Here the Rambam, take the Rambam. Perek Aleph, Miluchas Mitvois, Halacha Tes. Hakeif is Yodov Raglov, Yosham Leibam Samayi, Im Nichli Sumayim Derach Kulei Toi. Hakeif is Lisecha Mikve Areze Migune. Areze Migune. Vatevo Pamayim Mikve Areze Migune. So why is Kate Migune? What's wrong with jumping there? The answer is because anybody who sees another person jumping in the mitzvah, what will he think? That he stays there because of the mitzvah of the rest? He'll think he likes sports. He likes sports, he enjoys bathing. So he jumps. That's his sport. He wants to become a champion. So that's why he's in Migune. So then he says, the Chinatevil Pamayim wants to cool off to enjoy himself. The Chinatevil Pamayim, Kidin Shetoval Kiro, Lomachizav Tevil, Yachshiv Ushaini Tevil, El Ole Hokea. And if somebody stays there twice, so he's also Migune. Because any observer who will see the person, will see the person that he stayed on Pamayim, so you say, he doesn't do it for Shem Shamayim, Shem Yitzvah. If he did it for Shem Shamayim, he would only immerse himself once. Why would he have to immerse himself twice? Apparently, I mean, in those days, there was no practice that when somebody did. Today, you know, Hasidim go through it, so they deliberately immerse themselves several times. They think, I mean, that it's a big mitzvah if you immerse yourself. But apparently in those days, so such a disposition did not prevail. So on the contrary, so he was Migune, because the observer would think he's doing it only to cool off, to enjoy himself. Voraye, he immersed himself twice. But of course, today, when somebody goes through it, men go through it, when a man goes through it, so no one will be hated him that if he immerses himself twice, that he does it for hockey. So it will not be Migune. But in those days, there was no deliberate intention to make an immersion more than once. After all you have to do to become Toya is to make one immersion, that's all. Harizinwood, and then the Khina Tivu Pamay Kimchi Tobo to all Loma Khiza Vitavi Yakshivu. Shane Tavi Lel Hokia. The Yiga Bitum Kochi is fooling the boy Kavan. The email Havere, in other words, so the Rosh explains. Why is it in the light? So people will say, that he does it to pull off. So what's wrong with that? Anything wrong with pulling off? There is no avera, you know, to jump into a mikveh just for the purpose of enjoying himself. So what's wrong with that? So the Rebbe says, but observers, he is doing it to become toya and to be able to eat tumah. But the observer will see jump twice in the mikveh. They will draw the conclusion he is not doing it in order to become Torah, but just to enjoy himself. Or I jump twice, and then they'll see that he eats Truma. So what will the observer say? Well, apparently, Tefillah Truma does not require Kavone, and the law is that Tefillah Truma does require Kavone. So that's why he's not good. So in other words, it can serve as a mirshu to other people. Ve'ina l'chaveirei k'vei shot cholai v'mikveh again gune nireh shu mitam ze mitmi shenireh k'misachet. In other words, if Rubin says to Shimon, you, while I go down to the mikveh, you press your hands on my head. Why does he do it? Why does he have to press it? In other words, he's doing to enjoy himself as he's sported to. So that's why he's nigun. That's why he's nigun. Alright. Umiyud nisachat v'acheretz periktes mashma dimayre kishayim b'mikveh la'aboyim son mitzvotam. So the Kesef Mishni is the one who says, first he mentioned the pshat by the Rivosh. And according to Rivosh, only the first portion, the case of Yehov Delos, that has reference to a mikveh mitzvotamis. But the other portions of the Tisefte do not have reference to a mikveh mitzvotamis. But then he says that in view of the fact that it's mentioned in Sefer Acheretz, now the Acheretz does not discuss things that have to do with mikvois, you see. So it's a raya. So he said, umiu, no, I can't do this. Umiu misachat acharetz, periktes, no, I'm sorry, not to convert. Umiu misachat acharetz, periktes, mashma, dimayre bishayim bimikvel aboim somnus and somnus. So it is based upon mikvois diketam. But, so what chaykhan to the tet misachat acharetz, that's ikashim. Why all of a sudden does Misachat Acheretz mention something that has to do with Mikvoyes Dikedini? So that's a kasha. But from the Loshi in Misachat Acheretz, it's mashma that it has referenced the Mikveh in Tzemes. Dichsheze machnis yodi the Mikveh, liyo bishalof, chayshino and shema yitzieno, kevin shiitzel ze, vizninzo, teveo, במקווה חוסר שערי חוסר המים שתופכים ליהו של זה שיכניסו ליהו בשלום. You see, it's much more מסכת אחרת than the ways. So, let's say, my head is the head of Shimon. And my hand is my hand. Suppose Shimon tells me to press my hand on his head. And I do it. So, this is my hand, and this is Shimon's head. So in other words, the mikveh originally had on Memso, etc. Now, when I press with my hand on Shimon's head, and then I take away my hand, so naturally I carry some drops of water on my hand. So what is the result? The mikveh does not have Memso. The mikveh has then so minus, let's say, 100 drops. And by the time that Shimon makes a full immersion, so there is a little less than them saw. That's why it's Nigune. So why do we say Nigune? It's more than Nigune. Nigune means, you know, it's something that has to be avoided. But he's really machshil Shimon. He's really machshil Shimon. Shimon will think that he's a toyer and he'll eat humo, and then he'll eat humo while in his stomach. So the Loshin Nigune is a little strange. Okay, but that's how we explain it. Umim sakhala kharas tertes mashma di mayre bishin mit la boim som som di khsache ze machn shadi mit la yo bishal khashin on shmi tsel o kidim shidi de ze bin tso tegi mit la khosa shar khos la mayim shtop fun yo shol ze shi khmisi yo bishal val der ze li shli fore shali da kit tu si khamai va hi di tegi ta mayim mit di mayre bishal hoye mit la boim som som וחיישינון שמו כשקופץ במקווה ניצו מהם וחוסרו וחיים ביתנו במקווה פעמיים. נראה, if you jump into the mikveh, if you jump, so water will get on your feet, and then when you come out and you jump again, so it will be מחסר על דמנסו, מחסר על דמנסו. וכן ביטל ומקווה מים ורבוש כוסף שמיר עלי שלו יפירשקי מתנשרו שכוסף דבורם אילו פי יצרפים בו את המונה ונטילה בעבוי מסומת וסומת כוסף יסיק תרפס כוסף יסיק תרפס אי Now, what does Reb Yudah say? Kvei shot kol habachitin sinapsi. The Rav doesn't explain, that's a very strange expression used by Reb Yudah. It should not be understood literally, chassid sholem. It's not adli ad bichlal, chassid sholem. So he says, Reb Yudah says, if any person tells you, kvei shot kol I, as I go down to the mikveh, so press hard against his head. Achitin sinapsi. What is in agitation after until he chokes? He doesn't mean chassid sholem. Reb Yudah doesn't mean adli ad bichlal. In other words, press hard against him so he should learn a lesson, so he will not do it again. But not chassid sholem agitation after. Why? In other words, to dehabituate him from such despicable practices. Why? Because this is a despicable practice, let's say according to the Kesetnishnas Pshat, it's a very despicable practice because it can result in Mirkshol. It can result in Mirkshol. In other words, he'll press his hand against the head, and then he'll remove his hand before the person who goes down to the mikveh immersed his whole goof fully in the mikveh. So by that time, when he makes a full immersion, so there is less than himself. So the tefillah is not a good tefillah. So it will machshel him, and then you'll eat tumo. I mean, so it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. So you have to be habituated. So you press so hard that you'll feel the pain. You'll think he showed you, but not has to show him. Press so hard that he will choke. In other words, he'll get a sensation as if he chokes. So that is sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to do that. So he'll learn a lesson. You know, there are many psychologists who advise parents, who tell the psychologists that their children, their little children, are very daring. And no matter how many times they are told not to touch fire, they still are disposed to come close to fire. What should they do? So some psychologists will advise them that they should deliberately bring the finger of the children in contact with fire, but to be sure that they will not get the burn. So that will be a lesson to the children. Once they feel the fire, the burn, so then they'll become dehabituated from coming close to fire. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda says. This is a despicable practice. So if somebody tells you, somebody who is in the habit of telling you all the time, "Quish your halai," as I go down to the meeting, he thinks everything is a joke, you know. There are many people, sometimes in Yeshiva, they think that everything can be made into a joke. It's not everything is a joke. Not everything is a joke. So certain jokes are conducive to big mechshelim. You see, you know, it happened among Yeshiva boys. In every place it happened that sometimes a yeshiva boy was joking around with girls, and just for the shtick, as they call it. So he gave her, he was the kaddisha, and then they replied again. I mean, I also had a shayla like that. Years ago, 17 years ago, I had a shayla, a yeshiva boy. A yeshiva, adopting a full yeshiva boy. I mean, a full yeshiva boy, who always wore a hat when he died. He was marked with them. So that Fumi Yeshiva boy, so I'm not going to mention the name of the city from which he came, but that he was a very nice boy. So I received a call from that town. He didn't do it in Chicago. He did it in his hometown. So a bunch of yeshiva bachurim, full of yeshiva bachurim, dafke full yeshiva bachurim, not yeshiva students from yeshiva university, but full of yeshiva bachurim, who are playing with girls, and that yeshiva boy, so was mikadeish, a girl for fun. I don't know, with a Pepsi Cola bottle or a Pepsi Cola cap, I don't know. And then there was a shayla, there was a suffix. Maybe it was worth it putting. And then somebody called up and told me the story. And it was a big shayla. And then it turned out, I investigated the whole thing, that it wasn't chugging putting. And there was a lot of pressure on me that it will be mitzvahs on the boy and on the girl. So then I was mad to her without it. First, I thought that she has to get a get, because of the kind of shish. So they chose what jokes can be. Strength is conducive to the government. So in other words, this is what Kabili is telling. This is what Kabili is saying. If somebody is in the habit, you know, of being such a joker, and constantly tells you, "Create your color," and he doesn't realize that sometimes it can be martial, another person, that you eat tumor, even though the tefillah was not a good tefillah. So then, in order to dehabituate him, so that can do it in such a way that you'll feel the pain and he'll never again tell you, "Kvesh your tefillah." But Chas v'Sholem, it's not to be understood literally as it's enough. Until he chokes to death, Chassishon. All right. Mishneh Zay. Higgle is Amita Rapshah Bereshiki Viti. Hobetel of the Jamai Magnit Magdim. Mikishmim Mugudodin Kivis Afrikulates Mafuri Kamis Ramai Viti Veil. Machach is no more as a moro, or your men of maybe a mind to the shovel a gal tail on. Bitito of a shinzire to him a dumbish, a mind the canvas, a gumish of caramito, or a mind woodlaw, vain count sits in Hitzit or Tayon Dayatrin, Shemin of Mugodin, Washing by a Raku Ta, תאגום מורדינו, שהמים עמוקים מחמשם מתרוחם והמים נזקש מלכווי, ואחות שיש למסועים, כל כופן נזקש במים בסחס, וכיפלו סדך של מקווה, אף לכווייצים מכאן שיסלח המים, כאוים אשר יעלו כמתפוח, ויעמוקים לנו לצבר משלו. So it's impossible physically, you know, to immerse himself in water. By prostrating himself in the water, so the upper portion of the gulf will be above the level of water. So he has to do something that will raise the level of water, to inflate the water. So what does he do? By putting down the lights in the coming. She allowed me to put to come inflate the water. The amuk mitadechot, the table bed. ונוקע פלוש מכיוויש משאית מהכן יצורנות מהמים כמשגורים עליהם ויחוזו מים ועוד יקטון אפי לכלויית מכאן יתוי אלוהים בו יעבור נפי לכלויית מכאן שהמים בניהם וחושב הפסק ומצטרף ממסור ומאשר יכול כל המקווה ומכן עבוי כמקווה שכל כביסאות כל רסונה תעתינו שמול שלו יתירו כי זה משחיל והקדש ויש מפורשים מהודודים שמים אוף קרקוי שאין לי קרקע אחר כמצוי if the ground is very muddy שהעיר את ביתביה so he sings תביה בבייץ בבוץ in the mud אלו יחליטו שם כנאי בכלו העצים ומתפכן את צהר המים ואין את עליהם תביר ואין לו שנה מי שמש מכן Now I mentioned last week that there is a machlokes between the Rashbo and the Rosh The Rashbo says, which appears to be the obvious shita. I mean, if the Rosh didn't say the contrary, so, I mean, everybody would say like the Rashbo, that the mikveh is a good mikveh. It's a kosher mikveh, except that the Mishneh is telling us, and it's a tevel, in order that he should be able to be tevel without discomfort. But suppose it's very shallow and he bends himself in an acrobatic way, in such a way that every part of his goof is immersed in water. But he might break his joints if he does it. But suppose he does it in such a way that every part of his goof is immersed in water. So then it's good feeling. The horse says no. Since it's impossible by immersing himself in the normal way to have a good feeling, because if he will immerse himself in the normal way, so part of his body will be above the level of water. Even though it's possible to immerse himself in the water, if he does it in an acrobatic way, so the feeling is not a good feeling. In other words, according to the law, it cannot even make until he raises the level of the water, since it's impossible to make an immersion in a normal way, so it's a possible mikveh. And it cannot even affect a shot, according to the law. It's a very strange thing, you know. כל המלך עומד, הנה מים, כל המלך עומד להיות במים ומסנן מימורו ובוי מגלים על המעלו שהמחת ניסון עולר ופי שהמחת דק ויורי פן דיפל במים דרך לתפיליקי וכנשול עולר הגל הסתירו Now, this Mishnah is mentioned in the Chuvas Chivosh similar to some ways, I mentioned it last week, I'll mention it again because the Chivosh mentions two important halachas. The question that is raised, why is the tefillah over the machat a good tefillah? But first of all, he moved the water of the mikveh will not go by itself over the step. So he has to move it with his hand. So it's zeichel. A mikveh is not entirely zeichel. So the Rifosh says two reasons as to why it's not zeichel. One is when we say Zeichel, when by itself it's Zeichel. But here, by itself, this wave will not go on the step. So it only goes over the step because he moves it, he pushes it. So that's not Zeichel. Zecher is only when by itself, let's say you have a big naked in the wall. So then water by itself goes through and it leaks out. Then Zecher. But here, he has to push it, understand? Otherwise, it will not come, so it's not Zecher. And then another reason is why it's not Zecher, because since the moment you move away the hand, so then the wave recedes back, will go backwards into the mikveh from the step, so the male is not there. So it's not there. It's not there. Now, and that Mishneh is also mentioned, by Marik in respect to the Pshat in the Mishneh Perkei Mishneh Aleph, Hevir al Gabi Trechol Vitzike, Hareyu Kemikve, Hareyu Kemikve. So even though it was Nifsak, so it's still kosher, So Chozav in Shiche is so. So in other words, so the Mishnah says it's not a mile. So Hevira al Gabi Trechol V'Yipsike, So Areyu Kimitre. So there is a machlokes v'shem between the Rash and the Rosh on one hand, and the Ravid and Tesis and Cheres Bachunhei on the other. According to the Rash and the Rosh, so I appear al Gabi Trechol V'Yipsike Areyu Kemikve, and it doesn't have the din of Mimayon, only if it's a Trechol layer. But if the brecho is an empty brecho, so then even if it's sikei, so it still has a din of mayon. And the ravid in Bala Nefesh, I discussed it when we learned the Mishnah. The ravid in Bala Nefesh and they say that even a brecho Reconis. So the moment it breaks off from the source, so it doesn't have a din of Meimayim. Now the Marik agrees with the Rash and the Rosh that when do we say that if it breaks off, if it's Nifsak, so it doesn't have a din of Meimayim? That is only if it's a Brechom Leo, but if it's Brechom Reconis, even if it breaks off, so it still has a din of mayon. So the Raya, I think that the Marik, one of the Rayas is from this mission. Mahachim Suna Omaros Amor, Hoyomeli Humeli Vimayi, Kidin Shobar Olo Agao is Teiro. In other words, even though it breaks off, I think that the Marik mentioned this mission. I'm not sure, but I think that the Marik mentioned this. So even though it breaks off, so still it's good. Even though it breaks off, still it's good. And then another raya is from the Mishneh and of Gals and Nishlash, Ubei Aboim So, Vinofal Al Odom Balakelim Is There. Also, but it broke off. So the Shach says that this is no riot because here it retains all its chiyas. Mashenki in the case of Brechov, so when it breaks off, even if it's Brechov Reconis, but it doesn't retain all its chiyas. So Mele, it's not good, so it doesn't have the din of the mind. Alright. Of course, they are not relevant today, because that the Mishnah mentioned that the situation it was in Eretz Yisrael in those days is Bana Mishnah. That doesn't mean that Leilom Boed it's like that. But Eretz Yisrael Teira, Umikviseo Teirin, even Dayori Shalakum, Shibiseicho, so it's Teira, Shaligos Rotuma al Eretz Am in the Chutroi, Umikviseo Teirin, because we do not have to be chayish, maybe each other. Because stamikin out soil in those days was presumed to be any show. In stomach the achshanas, in the seretay, mikvoy soam shebechut loetz ksheil rebalikarian. Now, Ezra was misakin that the Balkarian is also in the tayor. And the Balkari is also a big filler. But that corner became bottled because it was not mispashitari latzibo. But until it became bottled, so the Balkari was not allowed to basically retail until he was staying there. So even a filler for the purpose of being mutabili retail, even while that corner lasted, so even show was alright. Shailun Balkarian Afun is smaller bikilan, even if it's Mile Bikate, Shebatis oil, the Mikvois, Nazis oil, Shechutu Mafteya. In other words, chut with Pesach Hamdino is ksheirim after midayis. Because we do not have to be chesheish, maybe mayim shuvim, gimulugi mayim shuvim fell into it before it had mem saw, so it passed it. Because chut with Mafteach, chut with Pesach Hamdino, there are no people around. So ksheirim after midayis, milifnim in Mafteach, within the Medino, it's shirin barikarin uksun l'chot meim, because we have to be chayish eish. Rabbi Zareim ha'akarim v'yodach meim t'ni ha'kin seba chayki t'ayrein. Eretz Yisroel t'ayro batula yore shal kutim shebiseicho. Tera, shal igoz rutumo
aber er hat in der Kutra, in der Seotheirin, mit der Kino und die Schule, in der Stomme der Akshana Arzu, und die Balikari hat sich um die Teo, und die Teo hat sich um die Teo, die Kito war von dem Mikve, sie kommen ihm auf Schule mit Mutter, hat ihm das Maul bekillen, und sie mollen mal in die Karte, die Schöpfung ist ja Gummo, und sie Gummo ist der, sie hilft in der Maul Mikve, sie hat uns mit der Kutra, und sie hat uns mit der Kutra, und sie hat uns mit der Kutra, ולא יחשינו שמחסירים היו, ונופלו עליהם מים שוב ומסמאלו, וחוץ מפסח המדינה רגעים מאוד מצויים שם, ולפעמים נפתח ולפעמים מפסח המדינה ופתאום כל המטמאים, שמאוד מצויים שם ארבעים, מהו ביטת את מים, וניסים שם לחפש ולרחי. ולא והכיסא שיש לי מחסרים היו, ניסו מבני הכלים שמחפתם שם החדותים, שמחפתם וקום תחשו אוכל. ואין הלוכה קירה בלעזר, נר לא יצאי פסקן, וטיבן קרבים מהירו לדרך, אז לונג אז זכות לפסח המדינה, so we don't have to be חישש, maybe people wash their laundry in it, and then it became possible. Mr. Bates, אלה בלכרים שהם צריכים תפילו, רוב המים חלוקים, that, in other words, that טיפו טיפו. So, אוי אפוי, בתחילות התורס מרגליים מתויה, זה לא בלכריו, אלא מעציר עשה השסן בו. באמצע הוויסי, צריצר עייב, זה תצקרי, מתחילה ועצי תואר, ליבונים ונמשוך עם תומי, בצהריי ובצקרי, יצנת מרגליים. רבי יצאי מאיר, ליבונים כאחורי, הם בתחילו היסטוריה, because it could be, it could result from עצירס השסת. In other words, the person has difficulty pressing water, and then with strength starts pressing water, so at the beginning, it could be that way. בין הלוכה כרבי איסי. המטו תתנובי סתיחם אותו מי, בקול שדץ קרי. דיבר כבר תמחיץ מהמהר בלילה, ובואו עוד מוטו צורי חם אותו מי. יצרה ידת יהדן המישן. צורי סתומר. הפירט זה רבי אימא שלישי סטיון. Now this is relevant to the young people of Shuez. הפירט זה רבי אימא שלישי איסטי הירו, דיבר ברב נזריה, דיבר ברב נזריה, היו נחיל עם כסדר חומש, חמיש חומש תיאר. ואימא לאומה ינחינו שיש סיומים על תקשו על אישו. Now, how can we be more as in Shabbos, that the Torah was written on Shabbos. The Torah was written on Shabbos. And the question is, when, and how can we be that they arrived in Sinai, the Israelites, arrived in Sinai, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But the question is, when was Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Whether it was on Sunday, the first of Sivan? Now, here is a chosah. So that means there is only one day of Rosh Chodesh in Sivan. So whether the first of Sivan was a Sunday, or the first of Sivan was Monday. So according to the Rabbis, he says, now everybody's made the Torah is given on Shabbos. If we say that the first of Sivan was Sunday, so then the first of Sivan was Sunday, so then Shabbos was the seventh of Sivan. This is what Rabbeisi says. And because of that, Rabbeisi says that beside the Sivan it not on. And the Rabbonim say that the first of Sivan was Monday. So Shabbos, the Torah was given on Shabbos, so was the sixth of Sivan. Then the Gemara says, now, So if we say that now, so Gemara says in Shabbos, So we have to be perish. So on Wednesday, so it means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So there were 3 days before Matan Torah, when they were perished from their wives. The Rabbonim said when betray Bishabi Piyav. On Monday was Rosh Chodesh. See, betray Bishabi Yomer Nida Mishmachut Shidurochem. Nothing was said to them on Monday. Biklotam Tuesday Yomer Lat Mitiulim and Lachaskeni. Be'abo on Wednesday Yomer Mitzvah Gmore. When will the perish from the wives? On Thursday. They are with Krishna. Some may, right? It's like this. Hapiret is a Rabbi Mashrishi. He's the hero. So if a woman was Pilet Zerah on the third day of the Tashmish, so we may lay it is Toya. And it doesn't make any difference whether the Tashmish was at the beginning of the day, right after Shkias Achamo, or just coming of all, it was at the end of the day. It doesn't make any difference. In other words, in Al-Kedin, so it has a Chalei Shem Shech Vazerah, if it's Nifret, the first day of the Tashmish or the second day of the Tashmish. Now, according to the Rabbonon, so the first day of Shchedesh, the first day of Shchedesh, Chedesh Sivan was Monday, so Monday Loma Vulimide, and Tuesday, so Atmitil Namlach Skinami Chodesh, and Wednesday, the Baltas Om Sovit, and Thursday, Krishe. So they were perish Thursday, and they all had to be tailing at Matan Torah. Matan Torah was on Shabbos, so it was the third day. And some of them were perish in Shisayim at the end of Thursday. So and still they could become Torah. They could become Torah. Even though there was a possibility that they were they were tevil on Shabbos, but they were paletis, and paletis on the third day, because Thursday they were only page, so it was, so it's a raya that paletis zera b'imashli, she stay off. When does the tevich halei shem shechlazera, if it's niflet on the first day of the Tashmish or the second day of the Tashmish, but on the third day it's there. Fine. Diva Rav Nazarye, Rav Yishmael ima ponim shim arba ines, ponim shim chomish, ponim shim shisho. Sometimes, now let's see the Rav. Let's see the Rav. Hapilet l'shech vazera b'im agim u'teiro, ki shishim shobehei b'shabes on Thursday, u'polto b'shabes, leish l'shim shobitchilas lehen. At the beginning of Wednesday night, the Ishtai Hazara Mineo Daladinis, Shlemis, Lilhei, Lilhei, Lil Shishi, Lil Shishi, Lil Shishi, Shlemis, Im Hashecho, the Loi, Loi, Ishtai, El Mikhan Sei, the Lil Vov, the Vov, Loi, Tel Shtei, the Shlemis, Shei, No Yi, O Yei, Mo Laila, Yi, No Yis, 12 hours, either the 12 hours of the daylight or of the night. I mean, we consider the day and night of being like equinox day. Rabbi Shmuel, he may have bull, achoy, kilay maya, the blessed is the shishol, the shimushot mayo, avo pilet is the dalateo. So, miu may the wood in the sayim di kule, blay piloteo of me ayomi, blay me aenis, upon shim dalate ishlaimis. The shafazera was shims, was nishtao bimeo, four in Ishlemes, that is 48 hours. Tim Shimsho Bilelhei, Im Hashecho. So Wednesday, when the night is Plitosot Meyo at Chilas Lil Shabbos, Uponim Shimheimis, Tim Shimsho Bitchilasim Dalet Dalet Sashacha. So it is 60 hours. Nishtal. Upletosot meyo adil Shabbos. Even though it was nishtal meyo 60 hours. Upon shim sheish 72 hours. Kin shishim sho bitchilas leil revi. Wait, bitchilas leil revi vit meyo at chilas leil Shabbos. Nimtzu sheishim shleimeis. Chabaki vei meyo leilom chomeish. In other words, if it was nishtal b'me'el, only 60 hours, 5 days, 5 times 12, so then it's still t'me'el, because it's not likely to become fertilized, to fertilize the egg cell. So b'me'ele, it has a so if it's less than 60 hours, so then it's likely to fertilize,